La Rivière de Caux is a commune 4 kilometres east of Troyes with a long tradition of agriculture and market gardening. The area's exceptional natural beauty attracts a number of residents looking to be close to the city whilst enjoying the charm of the countryside. To give you an idea, over 65% of its area is still arable land, and the commune's buildings still include a number of former farms. The village owes part of its business activity to the Vienne, the tributary of the Seine that runs through it. This narrow waterway is doubtless the origin of the market gardening industry that arose along its banks. The commune's proximity to the city of Troyes also gives it another advantage. Between the 16th and the 18th centuries, it collected the sludge formed from the household waste and mud from the city, which was then used in the burgeoning market gardening business. It was even the speciality of the village farmers. The origin of the name of La Rivière de Caux has been the subject of some occasionally wild speculation. Nonetheless, one of the more plausible etymologies holds that the word rivière in Old French meant the banks of a river. The word Caux referred to a courtyard or a garden. The name thus designated a closed-off area located on the banks of the river, perhaps a reference to the gardens and vegetable patches, but also to the market gardening that arose along the banks of the Vienne. It therefore comes as no surprise that the inhabitants are known as Ribeaucourtins. From a religious perspective, La Rivière de Caux has always formed part of the parish of Saint-Savin. The chapel of Saint-Hippolyte was built on its territory and was subsequently sold off as a public asset in 1795 and demolished in 1809. A cross on the outskirts of the commune in the direction of Lepine commemorates the spot. In 1945, the commune was growing and the need for a place of worship was starting to be felt. A family donated part of their barn, which was converted to a chapel. A bell tower was then added, and the building became the Chapel of Sainte-Thérèse de l'Enfant Jésus. To this day, services are still held in this unusual private chapel. Since the 1960s, the commune's urban development programme has seen the arrival of housing estates, businesses, craftspeople, sports centres, health facilities, shops, and various services.